All right, welcome to episode 4 of the Jones Zone podcast.
What's up, what's up?
Your real estate advocates, your community connectors. It's Chris and Brian Jones.
We are also doing a Facebook Live.
Which is kind of weird because you can see...
We're actually looking at ourselves on the Facebook Live while we're doing a podcast.
You can't see our recording device, but that's right here. Got the laptop here, so...
Multitaskers, I would say.
Multimedia entrepreneurs extravagance. Anyways, what a week for the Joneses.
Pretty
Jones
good
brothers.
Yeah. Pretty good week.
The book is almost done. That should be done hopefully by this weekend, so I'm wrapping that up.
It's an e-book.
Look forward to reading that. You're going to want to. And it's been something. Like I said, it's taken a little longer to finish than I thought, but that's just because I'm putting a bunch of time and effort into it, making it readable and making it enjoyable and informative.
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 Damn, that's a Brian move right there.
Oh, man. Informationative. So, it'll be good. Hope to have that done by this weekend. Have it available. It'll be free, of course. It'll be an ebook that you can sign up and get for free. So hopefully that'll be done this week.
Tell them about our Riverwalk Academy experience this past week.
Oh, man, that was a blast, man. I had a really good time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good, man. That school is awesome.
So, Brian, how did you meet them?
You know what? I wanted to learn more about the school because, it's a brand new school. I pass by it every day, and I noticed that it wasn't, like, a public school. Yeah. So I emailed, I went on the website and to see who I would need to contact, and they had a director of marketing and stuff like that, title. Her name was Chantel Ingalls. So I emailed her to see if she would be down for us to do a video, and she was more than receptive. So I met with her. We talked about some ideas, and then we've been in contact since. And then we just did our first video, and it went well. So check it out. It's on YouTube and Facebook. But we're going to do more with Riverwalk Academy.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader segment on there, which will challenge a fifth grade kid. There's no way we beat them.
That we're winning that. I'm going to answer photosynthesis for everything. I don't care what the question is.
Cell membrane.
Is that photosynthesis or the plants? What is photosynthesis? So I just answer it like Jeopardy style. Yeah. What is photosynthesis?
We're talking
about American history, first of all.
Thomas Jefferson, sucker.
The kid's like, he just has photosynthesis. He's not very good. So that was cool, Ben. Like Brian said, check the video out on our Facebook page and go to our YouTube page, for crying out loud, man.
Yeah, we need some more engagement, y'all.
Nobody goes to our YouTube pages, which, whatever. But it'd be cool if you did.
And subscribe.
I
mean, geez.
Throwing that out
there. Cost you nothing. Yeah. Jeez, show your support, man.
Well, I was talking to somebody recently, and they were like, I said, do you have a YouTube account? Because you have to have an account to subscribe, right?
Okay.
Like, you can't just go to YouTube.com.
Yeah.
He was like, no.
I mean, geez, just set one up with your Gmail.
He was like, if I want to watch something, I just type YouTube.com and... I just watch something.
So you can't like or comment on it.
So you don't really like or comment. You just kind of watch it. So.
Well, if you watch it on our Facebook, just like and comment.
We
want to engage with you guys.
If you have a YouTube account, then go to our page and like it.
Yeah.
That way you'll see the videos there, which you probably see them on Facebook too. We have a lot of views for that.
Which one?
The Riverwalk Academy. It's only been up for... We put it up at like 8:30 last night.
Yeah, where we at?
Last I saw it was like 5:50.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Gotta get some traction, guys. Starting off somewhere, man. But
people like it and they share it and then their friends watch it.
You guys are on the ground floor of something special. Let me assure you of that.
Yeah. We're not just saying that.
We're
shooting a video tomorrow.
Yep. iDesigns in Rock Hill. My buddy Justin Murtha, it's a family owned optometrist spot. They do the eye tests, they have glasses, contact, great spot. It's been in business for 30-something years, Justin was saying. So
they're right by the Kmart on Cherry Road. Well, not right by, they're not like connected or inside
it's in
the
front
Kmart,
of it.
But it's there used to be like a Hertz rental car place right over there.
Yep. That place is going to be, that video is going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun video.
So we're going to poke fun at our ability to see well. So that should be good. Mr. Putty's tournament. Why are you mouthing it? Because they can see.
Yeah. So in case you're listening, there was an awkward silence. Chris has a tendency to do this with his hands on the table, and it drives me nuts because when we go play it back, That's it's like a it's a nervous thing.
Well, take your ring off then too, because okay, I'm always clacking my ring.
All right, take my ring off. So yeah, what were we saying?
Mr. Putty's tournament.
Yeah, October 20th, Tiga K.
No, that's not the tournament. That's the Puttoberfest. The tournament was this weekend. Remember?
Yeah. Why? Okay. Yeah, that's right. My bad. Yeah,
the tournament went well. I spoke with Chris over there. We were one of the sponsors. We had our sign out there. He said they got so many inquiries about whether or not the putt place was for sale. He actually had to take our sign down. Yeah. He said, dude, everyone keeps asking me if the putt place is for sale. Because we put one of our yard signs on one of the holes as a sponsor for the tournament.
Oh, so they thought we were commercial real estate agents.
I guess, but they kept asking him how much he was asking for the putt place. So he said he had to take it down halfway through.
It's not for sale.
Quit asking me. I told him, I was like, well, that's a shame. So, but anyways, they're having a Puttoberfest, which we're going to be going to October 20th from 7 to 10.
Yes.
They're going to have a food truck. They're going to have live music. They're going to have...
Guys, you got to get out and support local businesses.
Man, they got tons of stuff going on. They're starting a league, a putt-putt league, like bowling league, but for putt-putt.
Oh, I would dominate that.
That's no, you wouldn't.
Well, they don't know. Well, yeah, if they saw our video, they would know that.
Yeah, you're terrible.
I didn't have my golf shoes on, though. But anyways, yeah, putt-putt league, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, are you enjoying the putt-putt league?
Yeah, why not?
Because you're terrible.
That's why you got to get a strong team. I can ride their coattails.
Speaking of supporting small businesses, or local businesses, I should say, because some of them are big, but they are local. One thing we're doing for our clients is putting together a list of local business owners, so that we can distribute to them. So be on the lookout for that. It's just another distribution channel for you to see what else is out there, like coupons or discounts or whatever deals or promotions are going on.
This is
going
to be
straight to your inbox.
Revolutionary for small businesses in York County.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome.
And we've already reached out to a bunch of them and have gotten great feedback. You know, we're not charging them or anything.
Yeah, business owners are not getting charged. There's certain companies out there that Groupon
or Living Social.
Take half of what the business owners get. So we're starting a business where it's free for the small business owners to promote their deals through our channels. Basically, we're another source of distribution for the small business owners, and it's going to be fun.
Cool.
Be awesome.
No back-end gimmicks or nothing. It's just tell us what's going on, and we'll distribute it to our list. So it's pretty cool. And we hope to have...
we're going
to
have a good number
exclusivity
of
exclusivity, too. Like, the deals that you guys get will be from us. So that's cool. The Scarecrow.
Escrow, baby.
Escrow. Have you guys seen... The town of Fort Mill is putting on the Scarecrow contest. Well, we have entered that. Our Scarecrow, his name is S. Crow, which if you're familiar with real estate terms, you'll probably think that that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's pretty clever.
It's a nice play on words.
Yeah. Dang, I was about to say that exact quote. It's a good play on words.
It's a good play on words. So we probably need to do that pretty soon, actually. Maybe Monday or Tuesday at the latest.
Yeah, we have to. Guys, I'm just looking at myself on this Facebook Live video, and I have to give Keith Falkenberry a shout-out. Lakeside Barbers did his thing on my hair. Looks amazing, if I do say so myself.
Looks good.
Looks pretty good. Pretty good.
Keith did my hair, too, but I need to go back in and get...
Your hair dyed?
No, huh? How dare you?
With the gray hairs? I can't talk, but...
How dare you? Let's see. What else?
Newsletter. Guys, we put together this awesome newsletter, and I've been trying to go on Fiverr.com and to get somebody who has great experience in, you know, making a bland newsletter and designing it into something great. Little communication barrier. Two people that I've reached out to, I think their English was a second language, and there was just... I had no idea. They didn't know what I wanted, and I didn't know what they were wanting. And so, anyway, it's going to be a PDF, I'm sure, this first month, but it's still a lot of great content. And if you want to be featured in it, if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur and you want to reach more people, reach out to us, and we can put you in our newsletter.
Yeah, the content's great. The content's going to be great. We just didn't want it to look boring and dull. like in a Word document or something like that. So we reached out to somebody who can kind of design it and make it, you know, good professional looking newsletter. So that was kind of the drawback to that. It kind of, it didn't backfire, but it's taken a little longer than we thought. So, but like I said, we hope to have the newsletters once a month. And sorry,
it's okay.
I did it. And have those coming out like in the first of the month and stuff. So, hey, how's your 30-day challenge going? Let's talk about that.
The 30-day challenge is going well. As you may recall, that my 30-day challenge includes every 30 days I'm tackling a new subject matter. My first subject matter in my first 30 days, which I still have another 2 weeks on, is hallucinogens as medicinal purposes, or taking it for medicinal purposes as alternative to, say, the mainstream approach. So, for example, I've been learning a lot about DMT, which is dimethyltryptamine. If you're not familiar with DMT, it basically is produced in your pineal gland, and certain plants around the world contain it. But it is responsible for your dreaming, near-death experiences, and it's more of a euphoria. So if you take say for example, if you're schizophrenic and you're on these, you know, SRIs, which is serotonin release inhibitors, such as Prozac, all these other, you know, medicines people take for antidepressants. If you take ayahuasca or DMT or anything like that, there is significantly greater chances of getting over your mental illness, as opposed to, you know, the SRIs. It's just, it's different in America. It's weird because, you know, people have been taking this stuff for centuries in the Amazon rainforest, in the jungles, just different cultures. It's more widely accepted. Here in America...
Is it regulated?
No, that's a thing. And it's illegal in America. You can't, I mean, they don't want you doing it.
I mean, like, people in the rainforest and the jungles, like you said. Like,
yeah, they have shamans. I think that's the word. Shamans or something like that. But, like, where they... You know, it's like, I don't want to compare it to, like, moonshiners or anything, but it's not an underworld thing. It's like, if you go to Costa Rica, you know the old saying, when in Rome, right?
Yeah.
So in those circles, it's accepted. It's widely accepted. They've been doing it for thousands of years. They know exactly what they're doing. And people from America go on vacations to these spots, you know, for like a week or so to experience this journey. And to see what it's about. It doesn't have to be medicinal purposes. If you're wanting a spiritual awakening or just want to see, to expose yourself to other, I almost want to say dimensions, then it's a good experience. But, you know, if you're just going out there trying to get high or anything, it's going to blow you away. You're not going to have a good experience. It has to be a coming from a place of wanting to explore your spirituality.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, no, it's not regulated here in America at all. It's actually illegal. But they have clinics all over the world, like especially in Mexico. I think there's a spot in Arizona or New Mexico where it's a clinic where you can go get treated for, you know, depression or alcoholism. A lot of heroin addicts take ayahuasca and Ibogaine. And that is because... Ibogaine is a it's another form of hallucinogens that once you take it, it's
just
let the phones ring. Basically, there has been reports where the heroin addict goes in and does a cycle of these treatments, and by the time it's all said and done, he's cured. Because what happens is they go through this experience and they realize that they're divine beings. And once you realize that you're a divine being, then it's really hard to stick a needle in your arm. So that's just one example.
Because you don't want to hurt yourself? You don't want to...
Well, once you realize what you have a purpose, and once you've been created for, and once you're divine, once you have a soul purpose, mm-hmm. you know, your existence on this earth is a blip in a millennium.
Yeah.
So basically, once you realize that, then they definitely, it's a harder time to revert back to something like heroin, because you're self-destructive.
Like you have so much respect, newfound respect for yourself that you wouldn't put yourself through something. Exactly. Like that. I got to be honest with you. This might be the first time, but Brian, you've inspired me to. I'm going to do a 30-day challenge.
Oh yeah. So what? Okay. So if you're interested in doing, so what is one thing that you have always wanted to learn more about, but just for whatever reason, you just something that interests you, but you just never pursued learning more about? What is one thing?
You know, I guess it would have to be, like, history stuff.
Okay, like medieval history, American history?
Yeah, like American history, like founding fathers and stuff. And the only thing that really stuck with me through school about all that was that a lot of the founding fathers had gout. And I know that sounds like I'm being funny.
Well, gout was considered a rich man's disease.
Well, yeah, but it was always it seemed comical to me to think about
their wooden teeth and
they're all sitting around. No, the gout and the feet.
Gout's the feet, but yeah, wigs and their wooden teeth and their gout.
And then, like, they're trying to draft the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, and one of them stubs their foot or something, you know. Oh, no! Or they, they're just, like, in pain from gout and... they're doing all these great things and they're just suffering physically.
Now, another thing that I'm interested in.
I might do my 30. Don't.
Okay, go ahead.
I might do my 30-day challenge maybe on something like that, like the Revolutionary War or something like that. That'd be cool.
So here's what I recommend. Like, because I like secret societies, you know, stuff that go on behind the scenes. And it is an accepted fact that the founding fathers of this country were Freemasons. And so. For me, taking a different spin on that 30-day challenge, what I could do is go back and study the Founding Fathers in relation to Freemasonry, if that makes any sense, or any other secret societies. You have Skull and Bones.
How much does Knights the Templar. Average Mason charge? Like, if the Founding Fathers did Masonry for free, what was the going rate of Masonry back then?
Yeah, so Chris is being funny here. He's talking about the bricklayers, but... Now, Freemasons, you guys know what, I mean, most of y'all know it's a secret society, but yeah, that's something interested, that I would be interested in a 30-day challenge. But I want to know, you guys at home, what is a subject, or what is something that interests you that, for whatever reason, you never took the time to learn about? Because maybe you wanted to play another video game. Maybe you wanted to watch another episode of Lost or Game of Thrones.
Guilty. I'm on Stranger. Have you started?
No, I need.
You're on Narcos, right?
Oh, I just finished Narcos. Oh, best Netflix original series I've ever seen. I love it.
Stranger Things is pretty. We're three episodes in. It's pretty.
I heard that's good.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta put the kids to bed and watch it because it's.
Is it a?
It's loud.
Is it TVMA?
It's kind of scary, dude.
Is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But you don't want the kids around. It's kind of creepy and weird. But it's intense.
Hey, Elizabeth, thank you.
Rush Revere Books.
So, Elizabeth, what is Rush Revere Books?
What does that mean? Paul Revere Books? I should get Paul Revere Books.
Paul Revere Books.
Is that what you mean?
Paul Revere's. Anyway, for the people listening on the podcast, we were talking to somebody who commented on our Facebook Live
stream. By the way, Elizabeth is a friend. She does saltwater markets. So you see Elizabeth Painter Boyd right there? They do the best. It's for Chris to read for his history, not Paul. Okay.
Rush Revere
Books. Okay. All right, I'll look into that. Thank you. And Elizabeth, check out her live videos on Saltwater Markets, man. Her and Clint, man. Dang.
That place is awesome.
Their oyster roast is coming up 2 weeks away. If you don't have your ticket, you need to get it. Because I don't have mine. Are you guys sold out?
I think they're sold out.
I might just show up. If I don't eat, I don't eat.
What we do is show up with a camera crew and say we're filming it live and just sneak some oysters.
Yeah, might have to. I guarantee you they're sold out. I almost guarantee it. What are you doing? Here, let me pull it up on the computer.
Clint is hot. speaking of Paul Revere, the British are coming. He did not say that. He said, the Nationals are coming, because at that point, they were all British. A little history for y'all.
Okay.
I learned that in college.
Sounds good. All right, man. Let's see. I think we covered pretty much everything we were going to cover for this episode. We're trying to keep them under 20 minutes or so. Just kind of give you a little insight to what's going on in our world. And then some things we got up. We got a couple real estate wise. We got a couple listings coming up. We're working with a couple buyers.
If you know anybody who wants a lakefront property, about 8/10 of an acre on Lake Wylie. Give us a shout. We got something coming up for you. If you're looking for a house in Rock Hill, out in a little country area, you got about an acre, a little over an acre in Rock Hill, give us a call. We got something coming up.
We got some buyers we're working with. We had an inspection today that went well. So it's always, man, the inspection is the worst.
I hate the inspections.
It's not. It's just the negotiation of the repairs. It's not like you don't like the inspector or what
they're doing. It needs to be done, but it's just the process.
There's so much stuff back and forth about that. But
so before we leave you today, we always make it a. Make it a habit. Thank you. Like I said, I need to study a thesaurus. Sometimes I just can't think of the right word. So we like to make it a habit where we're going to put somebody on the spot. So Chris, I'm putting you on the spot. Top three movies of all time.
Oh, man. Now, here's the question. What are my favorite to watch, or what do I think are like the top three?
Your favorite to watch.
Oh, man.
Like if you had if you're going on a desert island and you can only take three movies in a DVD player, three DVDs in a DVD player.
Oh man, dude, that's a good one. I think I would take probably The Town.
Good one. Ben Affleck, Jeremy Renner.
I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but probably Wolf of Wall Street. To be honest with you, it is what it is. Whatever. Man, dude, there are so many good films out there. Oh, jeez. See, you can't take the Batman ones because that's all three of them right there, right?
Yeah.
The Dark Knight stuff. Oh man, sheesh, three movies. You know, it might be like something like Shawshank or something that would give me hope. Not Castaway. That'd be a little too depressing if I was on a desert island by myself, but. Maybe Shawshank Redemption or something that could give me some hope.
Okay.
Or I might just go three comedies just so I can escape and laugh and have some fun. So if I was doing that, maybe some Bottle Rocket, which is,
I knew that was
an oldie but goodie. One of my personal. If you haven't seen Bottle Rocket, which is a good film in my opinion, a lot of people that
Owen and Luke Wilson.
A lot of people I shared it with didn't like it. They said it was boring and slow, but it's one of the Wilson brothers. It's their first film they did with Wes Anderson. It's one of Wes Anderson's first films. It came out in like, I don't know, the mid-90s. It was a short film that they turned into a movie, a full-length feature.
Okay, man, get on with it.
It was funny, man. Yeah, okay. But it's good. It's underrated.
This is supposed to be quick.
I gave you three. I gave you four.
Okay,
already.
Good. Okay, great. So that's good. All right, guys, we're done here. We're wrapping up this podcast. If you have any questions, if you want to be featured on a newsletter, or if you want to be a guest on the podcast, shoot us an email. Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at Jones Brothers Realty, or Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at Jones Brothers Realty.
We're supposed to have John Salas of L&R today, but scheduling conflicts popped up both on his side and our side, so we'll shoot for him next week. Look out for John Salas of L&R. Until then, next week, we will see you later. You guys have a good week. If you need anything, let us know. We'll talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Did you really have to talk about Bottle Rocket?
I got on a tangent.
You did.
I love it. What am I supposed to say?
I think my three would be Goodfellas, Good Will Hunting, and The Goonies.
The Goonies. Okay. All right, cool.